I don't believe social justice warriors can be selective. So now we're going to go at it here. Now we're going to go at it. People are going to figure out where I'm at on this one. This week, the NBA was faced with a major, and I believe major scandal overseas. And in the beginning, and here's another example of where I was, my initial thought on it, I went back and corrected on Twitter and said, you know, in retrospect, I was wrong in this regard. I was killing Steve Kerr because Steve Kerr wouldn't speak out against China behind a microphone. And then I was soliciting other people's opinions, listening on sports radio, reading people's opinions. And I saw some insightful commentary by others that said, as long as NBA personnel was still in China, as long as they were still there, Steve Kerr should watch his words carefully, as should everybody around the NBA, until our people are home. And I went back the next day on Twitter and said, I hadn't thought of it that way. And here's another example of what I was telling that guy earlier. I went back on Twitter and said, I hadn't thought about this. I even credited, I heard Trey Wingo make an argument about it on his show. And so I said, look, I said, that's something I hadn't thought of. I've sort of changed my opinion on this. I understand now why somebody would want to be more careful in their words. But then Steve Kerr took it another step. He took it another step to be critical of the United States when he wasn't critical of China. So he's getting defensive because he won't speak out against China. So he takes it to say, he even goes as far as to say, start pointing out the things he doesn't like about the United States of America. And then saying, well, nobody's, and I'm not misquoting him. Well, nobody's perfect. And to me, Steve Kerr also claims that, oh, I'm not well versed enough on what's going on over in China. Steve, you sound like a very educated man. Many, many times when I hear you speak, you sound like a guy who is well versed. And I would only tell you this. If you are not well versed of what's going on over in China, if you don't understand what goes on in China and what their citizenry is subjected to, and you don't understand enough to speak on the atrocities that go on in China, Steve, then you are just being willfully ignorant on the topic. You're just ignoring it. Now, there could be reasons. Your paycheck. The NBA salary cap is said to potentially be affected from 12 to 15% in a piece I read this morning. If things don't get worked out with China, 12 to 15%, the NBA business model would be affected because of that Daryl Morey tweet and the fallout after it. Here's my problem with social justice warriors like Steve Kerr, and he is. Ask him what's wrong with the United States of America. He's got a laundry list. Ask him what's wrong with China. I'm not well versed enough to be able to talk about it. Steve, my daughter's a 10th grader in high school. So I ask her at the dinner table to tell me about what do the people in China, what's the difference between living in China and living in the United States of America? And the first thing out of her mouth is, well, in China, we wouldn't have the freedom behind a microphone or to the press or otherwise to be slamming our government, to be slamming our leaders, to be slamming policies of the government. First thing out of her mouth. Steve, you're not well versed enough to understand that all the politicking and all the opinionating you do about all the things that annoy you about the United States, you're not well versed enough on China to understand that's the difference. That's the punchline of your whole little diatribes. You wouldn't be able to do that in China. So there's no Steve Kerr in China. If they are, they face a firing squad. Or maybe they just disappear. Or maybe they get put in a political prison. But you're here. So I would suggest before the next time, and especially after everybody gets back on American soil, get well versed. Learn about it. Because saying you're not well-versed enough in it, inexcusable. And I think you must have slept through college and high school classes. That's all I can tell you.